Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 595. It's the 26th of September, 2016. On the podcast today, I have Louis Coetzee, CEO of Kibo Mining, ticker KIBO, talking about the recent news. It's been over a month since I talked to Louis, and there's been some good bits of news out, and it's taken the share price above the trading range. It kept hitting about 6 pence, and it shot above that at 10 pence recently. We go through some of the news. It's had a bit of a pullback, which you suggest maybe now an opportunity to do some more research, that is, and add this to your watch list. And Louis, by the way, gives 3 reasons why you should add Kibo Mining to your Vox Markets watch list. Also on the podcast, Malky, fresh home from Colombia, talks about Amerisa Resources, AMER, and he's quite positive there. Plus, I also have the top 5 most followed companies on the Vox Markets website the last 24 hours, and you can see on the website here, the blog, the top most followed companies in the last week. A massive movement in sentiment, and it's a money flow essentially. People do research on companies, and if they like it, they invest. So it's a measure of money flow, these lists. They're worth checking out, honestly. I also have this morning's most liked RNS on the Vox Markets website and app there. Plus, today's suggested one for your watch list has been suggested by Simon. It is Proxama, P-R-O-X. I'll give out the reasons why Simon thinks you should add this to your watch list in a bit.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is CEO of Kibo Mining. That's K-I-B-O ticker, Louis Coetzee. Thank you for joining me, Louis.
Good morning, Justin.
Are you in wet London, or are you in somewhere nice?
I'm in a glorious, sunny Cape Town.
Oh, well, it's almost like we've skipped autumn. We've gone straight to winter today. It's not very nice at all over here, so I envy you out there. All right, Louis, listen, we're going to get to some we've spoken about just over a month ago, but there's been lots of news released by Kibo since we last spoke, so we'll go through some bits of that. But as always, for new listeners, for people not aware of Kibo's story, can you give us a brief summary as to what Kibo's all about, please?
Yes, of course. As I've said in the past, Kibo is a Tanzania-focused exploration and development company, more with focus on development, and currently developing 3 flagship projects, our Hanethi Nico project, our Imweru Lubandu gold projects, and then, of course, our main flagship project, the Mbeya Kotika project in the south of Tanzania.
Okay, so like I said, there's been quite a bit of news released, and I suppose you're the man to point out the most important selling bits here. So what do you want to cover here? Last bit of news I saw, we talked about, was the SEPCO 3 agreement update, but you've had an MOU with GE International since. Take us through some of the highlights of the news released in the last month, Louis.
Yeah, as far as the MCPP is concerned, Justin, I think we've made huge strides forward. And I think it's really important to keep perspective on the process that's happening here. We've worked very hard to get the project to a point where we have all the various building blocks and components in place, and we're now really in full swing as far as execution is concerned, which mainly concerns at this point the financial close activities which we are busy with at the moment. Now, for us to get to that point, we had to bring in all the capacity and capability to manage that and to get us to a point where we can get to successful delivery. And in that process, we were very fortunate to get a very, very favorable deal signed with SEPCO, already received the first money on that transaction, with the rest in the process of being decided and agreed upon. And it's just important, maybe I should just mention this at this point as well, is the fact that the discussions with SEPCO 3, we made an announcement on Friday where we said we've extended the date for the final agreement, or the date on which we will reach final agreement on the balance of payment. Now, it's really important to understand that this does not imply any delay or holdback of anything anywhere. On the contrary, if you read the announcement very carefully, one will see that it actually states that we're just forging ahead and we will do this in parallel and reach that agreement by the 14th of October. So it's actually, if you carefully look at it, it's very positive. Company or the parties to the agreement is so comfortable that they don't see this as a risk or something that will hold back the process. It's actually accelerating. But that's just a side note. So we signed the agreement with SEPCO, and then we were also really pleased with the deal that we were able to announce with General Electric, with GE, which brings to the into play a very, very strong and strategic partner, not only from an original equipment manufacturer point of view, but also from providing us with critical mass in the process going forward towards completion, or from here to financial close and thereafter. So now we are in a position where we have, I think, all the critical building blocks, all the critical components in place, and we can really focus all our attention on execution. Now, that execution also involves all the permitting, all the applications, the financial close, and all those things. All of those that are interdependent of each other and not a sequential thing that you do one by one at a time.
Yeah. And recently you signed a heads of agreement with Opera Investments as well.
Yes, we did. That also forms part of our strategy, as we've announced, and which we've been working on consistently over the last couple of years. The transaction with Opera is one that we think holds tremendous promise and is going to unlock significant value for our shareholders. Albeit, at this point, without the original Lake Victoria or the original transaction that we announced with Lake Victoria involved. I think if you look at it carefully, it's actually a bit better now, because now we have the full benefit. We have consolidated in the sense of our own projects. We keep all that value for Kibo. There's absolutely no dilution of our own project by bringing in another project. We're still on the same timelines. We're still on the same production targets. We're still on the same resource targets, but all under our control. Because think about it carefully. If you do the maths, we will end up with 60% of Opera after the RTO, and which puts us in a very strong position to see this through development and into production in a very short space of time.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say the market, generally seen your last month's releases very positively, because you've broken out from a bit of a trading range there, and you were trading, you kept hitting your head on a sort of 6.25, 6.3 level, a share, and all of a sudden it went up to 10 pence, I think it's consolidating a little bit. So on the whole, this is the market is greeting this positively, but like I said, you've had a bit of a pullback recently, which you would suggest maybe is an opportunity for some people.
Without doubt, it's an opportunity. Unfortunately, we saw a little bit of the reaction on Friday when we announced the Opera transaction, and I think it's important to still see how the value proposition in general is unfolding and presenting itself, rather than to focus on small parts or elements of the bigger picture. Because if you do that, you'll always lose sight of the overall value proposition that Kibo presents. And as I've said just now, not only in terms of the MCPP, but in our overall strategy for the company, we are in full execution mode at the moment, and that should make people very excited.
Marvellous, Louis. Nice to hear from you there in sunny Cape Town. And as I always like to round off, Louis, to encourage people to follow you on Vox Markets, can you give us three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets, please?
Three reasons, Justin. Vision, strategy, execution. Kibo has presented itself and shown itself up to this point that we've had good vision that is demonstrated in our strategically diversified portfolio, a good strategy in terms of how we've developed both the value in the company and in execution, the ability to try to realize that. And that's exactly what we're busy doing at the moment.
Marvellous, Louis. Speak to you soon. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Oil and Gas Sector Authority, Malky. You all right, fella?
Yeah, good morning, Justin. I'm good, thank you. You've been away for a week.
Yes, you've been on your travels. Where did you get to?
Yeah, me and a bunch of the analysts went to Colombia.
Nice.
To see the sites and the workings and the assets of Amerisa Resources, which I'm going to talk about today.
Okay, take us through Amerisa Resources. What's happening there, Malky?
Well, Amerisa is a very interesting play. It's been around for some time. It's high quality. It's slightly bigger than the normal ones in the mid caps, but a very very well run company. And I'm pleased to say that we were very impressed, I think overall as a group of analysts, by the quality of the management in depth on site. I mean, sometimes you worry because they've got it's a long way away, and it's run over there by a guy called John Wardle, who is one of the best in the business. But the good news is that one of the things you want to do when you go to a trip like that is to see what the quality of the local management is, and fell under a bus or anything. Very impressive management on all sides. Tight financials. Obviously, the situation over there. They raised money earlier in the year, so they're not short of money. They were clever enough to, 18 months ago when the oil price came down, to actually start. They cut back quite a lot. They cut back production from some of the fields that were less profitable. But I suppose what most people always talk about in terms of Amerisa is a thing called the OBA pipeline. Mm-hmm. Now, most of the assets of this company are in Colombia, and the difficulty in the past has been that to get the oil away from the fields into the marketplace, they've been having to track it, long trucking journey for a lot of oil. What they thought about a couple of years ago was to see if they could work a pipeline due south from their most southerly field into Ecuador, and that means going under a river. And it means having a dual international agreement, because it had to be done between the president of Ecuador and the president of Colombia, and they had to agree. Because on the other side of the river in Ecuador, there's a huge pipeline system, and they were able to do that. Now the point is that the marketplace have been wondering for some time when that would be completed. It's taken longer than expected. For a number of reasons, there were a lot of permits and licenses to get, and then after that, they had to they put the thing in place in very difficult conditions. And then, just as they were doing that, they had flooding and everything else. But I think we've got to the stage now. We actually saw the OBA pipeline last week. It is fully complete and ready to go. And I'm expecting. I know they've been calling it imminent and any day and everything else. I'm expecting an announcement any time now that we'll start to see 5,000 barrels a day going through there, going up to quite a lot more in due course. So the bottom line is that Amerisa have guided the market to 7,200 barrels a day by the end of this year, and that is increasing because The big advantage of the OBA is instead of trucking it way over cross country, they're doing it straight into a pipeline from their fields mostly. And that saves them about $12 every barrel that they move. So if you imagine $7,000, $12 is, that's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
And in due course, other oils from other Colombian oil companies, they're preliminary to begin with their partners, and then after that, other companies will be able to put their oil through that pipeline as well, because the potential for the amount of oil that you can put through that pipeline is quite substantial. Over the next 3 or 4 years, Amerisur have targeted producing 20,000 barrels a day by the end of 2019. They want to go out from one big field to three big fields. So if you can imagine that, that's 2.5 times what they're be producing at the end of this year. So that's a good multiplication factor, and of course, significantly cheaper because of the cost they're saving. And the second thing, of course, is, you know, as I said, they'll get other people's oil to put through. They could put that through as a tariff. They could just charge people, you know, $5 a barrel or $7 a barrel or something like that. But probably what they'll do is they'll work out what it makes it slightly cheaper for the oil companies and just buy it off them at the pipeline as it arrives at the top of the pipeline. And they'll be able to blend it themselves and sell it at the other end because there's a mixture of crude oil in Colombia. So the bottom line, Justin, for Amerisur is that it's a very well-managed business, and the finances are very strong because they've just raised money earlier this year. They'll be picking up their drilling prospects. I think they're drilling 11 wells, spending $60 million over the next 15 or 18 months. They've got a lot of... this is onshore, so it's relatively cheap to drill. They've got a good system now of drilling wells at, you know, 2.5-3.5 million barrels each, and that they'll be in a very strong position. The shares have been wobbling around because everyone is just waiting for the moment for this this OBA to be announced. It might even happen today, Justin. So
yeah,
you know, the reason I think that it's been held back is for that reason, and that reason only. It's just people saying, well, is it ever going to happen?
Yeah. And the share price is at an interesting level right now, because, I mean, it's tested that 20 pence level a couple of times, bounced off it, and it's around at 23.5 pence now, 23.25 pence now. So, you know, it is in the sort of almost edging towards buy zone here, isn't it? Or, you know, good risk-reward zone, you know? So it'd be interesting to see if it moves on this, you know?
I put this into the significantly undervalued category. Mm. Don't forget, we had 10 analysts last week crawling all over the place. I don't think anyone felt that it was bad value or didn't look so clever. And I think that, you know, once we got this out of the way, you'll be able to start doing the sums. And the sums for, you know, next year and the year after tell you that there's potentially, you know, a lot more oil going through a pipeline, saving them $12 a barrel, broadening their production base. You know, people worry about the fact that they had a go in Paraguay. Well, they had a license in Paraguay. It didn't come up very well. They're not going to play in Paraguay for the foreseeable future, so you can take that worry off your list. Northern Colombia, you can take that worry off your list as well. They're going to sell the Phoenix asset up there, and they've got one asset about halfway up, which they'll, it's a non-operated, so it doesn't need to worry. It takes away a little bit of risk. And they've got some wells in the Llanos Basin, which are, again, non-operated. That's quite a good hedge for them. So one way and another, I'm confident that even if you have to wait for today or tomorrow to see the announcement, that Amerisur is in the bucket list, one of the cheapest stocks in the bucket list. It's only up about 20% this year, but I don't see it going back down very much.
No, I mean, that low as well was, you know, hit during the general market sell-off of January, February. So, you know, it'd be hard push to get down there again unless we have a major sell-off again. All right, thanks very much, Marky. It's AMER, Amerisur, and speak soon, fella.
Okay, thank you very much, Justin. Bye now.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. They are at five, of course, the big interview on Friday, CloudTag, CTAG with Amit Ben-Haim there, and a lot of positive reaction to that. At four, Tlou Energy, TLOU. At three, Clontarf Energy, CLON. At two, Seeing Machines, SEE. And number one, I'm pretty partly responsible for this. I wrote a blog on the weekend saying three reasons why I bought Upland Resources, UPL. And if you've not read that, it's worth a read. Very interesting company. The management, very interesting. Shares are very tightly held. And lots of news coming out in the next few months, hopefully. So that go to voxmarkets.co.uk. Follow us blog to read that. UPL is Upland Resources, and they're up today. They were up 15% at one point. I think they're up about 11%, nearly 12%. So worth checking that out. Today's most liked RNS on the Vox Markets website is Keffi Minerals, K-E-F-I, half-year report. And in that, I mentioned with Zach earlier on the podcast, they announced they're due for a £2.5 million refund, VAT refund, which is obviously good for the balance sheet. All right, today's suggested one for your watchlist is Proxima, P-R-O-X, suggested by Simon. And what does the company do? Proximity beacons and contactless payments. How many shares does the company have in issue? 1.7 billion. What's current price and market cap? 1.15 pence, £19.7 million market cap. What revenue and profit and loss does the company generate? Year ended, 31st December 2015, revenue and income increased to £2.9 million. This is from last year, which was 800,000. EBITDA loss, they lost. 5.3 million last year, was 5.6 million. How much cash and debt does the company have? At the end of year, 31st December 2015, they had £270,000 in cash, plus on the 24th of June, they raised approximately 1.9 million net of expenses by a placing of 666 million shares at a price of 0.3 pence per share. And it's early been stated that this will cover them up to 2017. There's three reasons why you think people should put Proxima on their Vox Markets watchlist. Number one, potential is huge. Beacon technology is only just beginning. Reason two, small cap, 19 million. Plus, in the end of year results, they stated that discussions regarding the potential sale of the digital payments division have taken place with a potential buyer who has submitted a letter of intent with indication of $10 to $12 million as a price range to acquire the business. And number three, the recent award of a Google accreditation, and that was one of the most liked RNSs actually of the day, so it's worth checking that out. And that's Proxima. Do some research, and you may feel that you'd like the company enough to hit the follow button. If you do hit follow on your app there or the website, and then you will get RNSs as soon as they release them straight to the front screen of your smartphone. That's what following a company means. That's what I mean by adding to your watch list. All right, so thank you very much. By the way, if you know of a company that you think people should add to their watch list, by all means, fill out the form here at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, and you'll see the link there in one of my releases. And it takes about 5 minutes, and I could be featuring on a future podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.